And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 15th of September, 2013. It was on this day in 2008, the Wall Street investment firm Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy, which caused the S&P to lose more than 500 points by day's end. And 26,000 employees of Lehman lost their jobs. It was the largest bankruptcy in world history. It was an old investment bank, went back 158 years, but it had sought out riskier and riskier investments, and they'd bought up bundles of mortgages in a housing market that in recent years had seen a doubling and tripling of home values, a large number of them subprime mortgages sold to homeowners and investors who were unable to pay them back. It's the birthday of the first best-selling American novelist, James Fenimore Cooper, born in Burlington, New Jersey, 1789. In Cooper's day, most Americans were reading English literature about kings and queens and aristocracy, and Fenimore Cooper gave them stories about the American frontier in his leather stocking tales, including Last of the Mohicans. It's the birthday of the man who said, "It took me 15 years to discover that I had no talent for writing, but I couldn't give it up because by that time I was too famous." Robert Benchley, 1889, born Worcester, Massachusetts, wrote for Vanity Fair, The New Yorker magazine, and then went out to Hollywood, where he died of cirrhosis of the liver. Benchley, who said, "I know I'm drinking myself to a slow death, but then I'm in no hurry." And it's the birthday of Agatha Christie, the mystery novelist born in Devon, England, 1890. Her first novel, The Murder of Roger Ackroyd, came out in 1926. And that same year, she fled her own home after a fight with her husband, went missing for 10 days. There was a nationwide search. It was extensively reported in the British press. Finally, Agatha Christie turned up in a hotel suffering, she said, from amnesia. During the period that she was gone, two newspapers began serializing her story. She became famous in Great Britain, and for the rest of her life, she was a best-selling author. Averaged about two novels a year for the rest of her life, her murderers always members of the upper class. Here's a poem for today by James Fenton, "In Paris With You." Don't talk to me of love, I've had an earful, and I get tearful when I've downed a drink or two. I'm one of your talking wounded, I'm a hostage, I'm marooned, but I'm in Paris with you. Yes, I'm angry at the way I've been bamboozled and resentful at the mess that I've been through. I admit I'm on the rebound, and I don't care where are we bound, I'm in Paris with you. Do you mind if we do not go to the Louvre, if we say sod off to sodding Notre Dame, if we skip the Champs-Élysées and remain here in this sleazy old hotel room doing this and that to what and whom, learning who you are, learning what I am? Don't talk to me of love, let's talk of Paris, the little bit of Paris in our view. There's that crack across the ceiling, and the hotel walls are peeling, and I'm in Paris with you. Don't talk to me of love, let's talk of Paris. I'm in Paris with the slightest thing you do. I'm in Paris with your eyes, your mouth. I'm in Paris with all points south. Am I embarrassing you? I'm in Paris with you. A poem by James Fenton, "In Paris with You," from his collection Yellow Tulips, published by Faber and Faber and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.